If you build a Pokemon deck from a massive collection, your options get wider, your strategy deeper, your matchup stronger, more cards in the binder means more ways to play, more ways to win, more ways to answer whatever comes at you. But some folks have a small binder, a tiny pool of cards, and somehow they still play like champions, disciplined and sharp, wringing every ounce of power from the little they got. That's the church story too. Catholics have the full collection, scripture and tradition, sacraments and saints, the whole apostolic library. But too many of us leave the binder on the shelf, beautiful, unopened, gathering dust, bearing no fruit. Many of us act like collectors who never actually play. Pristine cards, uncreased edges, zero fruit. Meanwhile, our Protestant brothers and sisters build strong decks from a smaller pool of cards. They study, they pray, they hustle, they squeeze grace out of every verse like their souls depend on it. There's a zeal that heaven recognizes, that zeal. Full deck or few, the rule is still true. It's not what you were given, it's what you do. 10 talents, 5 or 1, when the master comes, he wants fruit. So don't bury what he gave you. Play your hand, he's coming back soon. Catholics have confession, but many never go. Catholics have the Eucharist, but many never receive. Catholics have apostolic teaching, but many never learn it. Catholics have the saints, but many never ask for help. A full collection means nothing if you never build a deck, never enter the battle, never live the faith you claim. Jesus spoke of trees in his vineyard, planted with purpose, fed with grace, meant to bear fruit. But a tree that only looks alive doesn't fool the gardener. Leaves on loyalty, branches on obedience, and when the season turns to judgment, the axe remembers its work. Catholics stand in rich soil, roots deep in apostolic earth, but soil this holy makes fruitlessness dangerous. Catholics aren't better, we're just holding more cards, but a full deck means nothing if you never take it out of the box. The master walks his vineyard, looking for fruit, not foliage. A branch that bears nothing is a burden to the vine. A tree without fruit survives on borrowed time. He gave us the full collection, the richest soil in the kingdom, not to admire, but to produce. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make stronger. And every branch that refuses, he cuts and casts aside.